The Boise School District has been building its case for voters to approve its $172 million bond on March 14th. But this isn't the first time the district has had to sell the idea of a bond. There was a bond passed in 1996 and another in 2006 and a levy in 2012. Thursday, in our week-long series Financing the Future, Tom Michael takes a look at the legacy of these bonds.
More than a decade ago, voters approved a $94 million bond. Nancy Gregory was on the Boise School Board at that time.
We finished all the projects early. We built several junior highs, did some historic remodels, new elementary schools at several sites. You can drive around the Boise School District and see what that bond built.
Gregory says the new buildings have led to results in the classroom. But at the end of the day, what do bricks and mortar have to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic?
I think that it has made a significant difference when you invest in the workplace environment for students and teachers. Student achievement is on an increase in the district. I mean, that's our goal.
Gregory is now the chairman of the school board. And this year's list is even more ambitious. And a bond, she says, is the only way to do it.
This cannot be accomplished with bake sales. This is the only funding stream, that schools can use to build buildings. We're not getting money from the feds or money from the state.
With this year's bond, the vice chair of the board, Maria Greeley, says every school in the district would receive facility money.
There will be 22 major capital improvements. Some of the remodels, some new builds.
Okay, so if she could pluck a citizen out of the voting booth and place them anywhere in the district, where would it be?
I would ask people to go see Whittier Elementary. It is a fantastic program where we've got dual language, but it is so over capacity that I want to say almost half the students are in portables right now.
Ramon, ¿te puedes sentar, por favor, y pasar los papeles?
At Whittier Elementary, Maria Castillo is leading a Spanish language immersion class. These are first graders. One day they take their math or science instruction all in Spanish.
En él y la. Las palabras...
And the next day, whatever the subject they're learning, it's all in English.
Oscar, guess what?
I'm Fernanda Brendafer. I'm the principal here at Whittier. Oh, there's so much research on the benefits of dual language. Anytime you do something in two languages, it just, your brain develops in ways that monolingual brains don't.
Timothy Goode is one of those first grade students. Standing outside at the afternoon pickup, he sums up his day in a word.
English.
His father, Simon, is impressed.
It's just so fun, you know, when you hear Timmy start. He will not do it on spec, but every now and again he starts rattling off in Spanish, and it is absolutely awesome. I love it.
Timothy's mother, Missy, greets him as the buses pull up.
Hey, bud, where's your backpack?
Simon and Missy go out of their way to make sure their youngest has this opportunity for dual language immersion. They live miles away near Longfellow Elementary, where their middle child attends. Their oldest is at North Junior High. At Whittier, Missy sees the need for a rebuild, inside and out, pointing to the chaos during after-school pickup.
Cars are driving through the crosswalk as the kids are trying to go. I mean, just the whole setup of it is not, I mean, it's not as safe as it could be, right?
And back inside, it's just as chaotic. Kids are playing basketball in the multipurpose room.
Yeah, so we have just one room for a gymnasium, a cafeteria, and a performing arts center. When you go see the lunch line, it's like a line at Disneyland. I mean, it goes so far out because we can't even fit the kids in the cafeteria. So this school building, well, we need a whole new building to really suit the needs of the kids.
And that's what the bond would bring, an entirely new building, says Principal Brendafer.
A cafeteria that was built to feed 300 kids has to feed 550. It's just too small. If you walk up and down our halls, we have refrigerators and freezers in the hallway.
At one of the refrigerators in the hallway, Timothy's teacher, Kelly Rich, is having trouble saying goodnight to a colleague.
Where she's standing right there, if I'm in my classroom, she can't hear me talking because the refrigerators are all so loud. Yeah, like 6-10 feet away.
Those refrigerators are essential since about 9 out of 10 kids at Whittier Elementary qualify for free or reduced lunch.
We draw from a diverse population, both socioeconomically, ethnically, linguistically.
And a rebuild is not just for today, but for tomorrow. 300 new students entered the Boise School District this year, and experts predict continued growth in the student population over the next decade. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.